Christ I speak. 美国有一位总统名叫威尔逊. There is this ex-president of America by the name of Wilson.
有一次他跟他的随从散步的时候，遇到一个小孩从旁边走过.
On one occasion when he was strolling and he has this secret service agents with him, he met this young child.
那他就停下来问他的随从说， 你有没有看到刚才那个小孩做了什么动作？
And he stopped and asked the agents whether did they notice what the young child was doing.
这个随从很紧张地说， 我没有看见， 那他到底向你做了什么动作呢？
And these people who follow him say that, oh, I did not notice what he was doing, and they became anxious about it.
那总统笑笑说， 哦， 他跟我做了一个鬼脸。
Then the president smiled at them and said that he made a devil face to me.
那么等一下总统又问他， 那你有没有看到刚才我做了什么动作吗？
Then the president asked them, do you notice what, how did I respond?
他不敢问他你做了什么动作， 他只是回答说， 我没有看见。
But they did not reply what did they see, but they say, oh, I didn't see what you have done.
那总统也笑笑地对他说，
And the president also smiling answered them,
我刚刚也做了一个鬼脸回敬给他。
Oh, I actually responded with a devil's face also.
我想这个随从心里一定这样想， 我们的总统竟然还有这样的童心。
And the agents that follow him at that time will be probably wondering in their hearts that even my president has this heart of a child.
一个权力这么高，身份这么重要的人， 还有这种的心情吗？
That a man so high in status and full of power and authority, yet he has this sentiment in him.
你说身为总统仍然还有这种的童心， 那是好还是不好？
Let's consider if a president still has the heart of a child, is this good or is this not good?
如果孔夫子还在的话， 他一定大声说好耶。
And if Confucius was around at that time, he would definitely say he is good.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他曾经说过，
because he himself had said before,
大人不是赤子之心， 就是所谓做大人的， 不要丢失了这一种童心。
That even as adults, we should not lose the heart as a child.
可是在今天这个那么现实， 又那么竞争的社会里面，
But today we live in a very pragmatic and competitive world.
谁还要那一种的天真和那一种的纯洁呢？
Who wants this kind of simplicity and innocence?
我们常常听人家说， 我已经不再那么样的天真， 我已经不是那么纯洁的少女了。
And we often hear people saying that, oh, I'm not as innocent or as pure as before.
他们已经把童心抛弃了。
And they decided to cast away this heart of a child.
他们好像是成熟了， 但却失去了天真。
Though they seem to have matured, yet they have lost their innocence.
他们好像精明了， 但却失去了那一种的淳朴。
Although they appear to be more sophisticated, yet we have lost this simplicity.
他们可以说是老练的。
We can say that they are more experienced now.
但是他们却没有了那一种的单纯。
But yet they do not have this simplicity.
但是有些人说， 这不是好事吗？
But some will say that isn't this good that we depart from our childish ways?
我们还要找回那一种童心来做什么？
Why do we want to seek the heart of a child?
那么天真跟纯洁怎么样来面对这个现实又残酷的社会？
Because if we are innocent and simple, how are we to face this very cruel world?
可是我们的主耶稣却是要我们找回童心。
But our Lord Jesus actually wants adults to seek or to find back this heart of a child.
并且他要我们很认真地去寻找。
Not only this, he really wants us to seek after it seriously.
因为这是一件很重要的事情。
Because this becomes an important matter.
也许你没有想到是多么的重要。
Perhaps you have not considered how important this matter can be.
主耶稣告诉我们，
Jesus himself said,
如果你找不回这个童心，
if you cannot find back the heart of a child,
那你就别想进天国了。
Then don't think about going into the kingdom of God.
有这么严重吗？
Is it that serious?
耶稣有这样说过吗？
Did Jesus say this?
请看马太福音18章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音18章第3节。
Matthew chapter 18 verse 3. And say, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣不只是说了，而且他还强调他所说的。
Jesus not only said, but he even emphasized it.
我实在告诉你们
，Truly I say to you,
你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Unless you are converted and become like children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven.
为什么主耶稣会说得这么严重呢
？Why did Jesus speak this in a very serious manner?
那是因为当时门徒来问他。
It's because at that time the disciples came to him and asked,
天国里谁是最大
？Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
那耶稣就叫一个小孩子来。
And Jesus called a child to him.
然后就告诉他们这一句话。
And then he spoke those words.
我们看到人的心总是想要大的。
We look at the hearts of men. We always want to be big.
如果他得到大的，他还想要更大的。
If we obtain something big, we want something even bigger.
然后他还要最大的。
And we want to have the biggest.
那不但在地上要大的，连在天上他们也想要做最大的。
And not only do we want things big on earth, we also want to be the biggest in the kingdom of heaven.
那就完全对天国误解了。
Then we have a misconception about this kingdom of heaven.
天国不是实现个人的野心或者是握取权力的一个地方。
And the kingdom of heaven is not a place for you to fulfill your wild desires or a place for you to establish your authority.
神给人恩赐的目的是要来建立教会，但却不是建立个人的权威。
And God has given us grace in order to establish the church and not to establish our own authority.
当然更不是要满足个人的荣耀或者是个人的利益。
And definitely is not to fulfill our own glory or to reap our own benefits.
虽然教会里面有各种不同的职分，
although in the church we have different kinds of roles to play,
但是职分却不是阶级，更没有大小之分。
But roles are not grades, and we do not differentiate one another who is bigger.
天国的人应该是谦卑相爱，彼此服侍的。
And the people in the kingdom of heaven must be humble.And love one another and serve one another.
不是在那边比较高低，或者是争论大和小。
And we should not compare who is bigger and who is more important.
如果有人认为他在教会里面是最重要的，因此他要争做最大的。
If someone feels that he is the most important in the church and wanted to be the greatest in the church,
那么他离开天国就很远了。
Then he is actually very far from the kingdom of heaven.
因为他已经走错方向了。
Because he has walked on the wrong direction.
如果他不回转的话
，and if he does not turn around,
他不找回失落的童心
，and he does not become like a child that he has lost his heart.
那么他就不能够进天国了。
Then he will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个童心是什么呢
？And what is to have this child's heart?
怎么样的心才叫做童心？
What do we mean by to have the heart of a child?
主耶稣自己解释。
Jesus himself explained.
第四节。
Verse 4.
所以凡自己谦卑像这个小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
神阻挡骄傲的人，但是神要施恩给谦卑的人。
God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
天上最伟大的真神却来到这个地上成为最谦卑的人。
We see this greatest God in heaven and he come into this world as a humblest man.
可是地上这些卑微的人得到神的恩典，得到神的恩赐以后，却想成为最重要的人。
But these lowly people in the world, after they have received some gifts and grace from God, they want to be the greatest on earth.
因为他们拥有这些恩赐，他们就因此而骄傲，竟然争论在天国里面到底谁是最大的。
And having received these gifts and grace from God, they start to compete with one another, wanting to be the greatest in heaven.
这实在是一个很错误的思想。
And this is really a misconception.
他们在思想上真的走错路了。
And in their mind, they have walked the wrong way.
如果他们不赶快回转的话，
if they are not converted,
这个思想真的会让他们失去了天国。
Then this thinking attitude will make them lose.Their inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
因此我们要找回这种的童心。
And therefore we must find back this heart of a child.
就是这种谦卑的心。
A heart of humility.
不是那一种骄傲自大的心。
And not a heart where we are proud and we exalt ourselves.
那是会使人跌倒的。
Because these things will cause us to fall.
可是今天许多的小孩也失去了这种谦卑的童心。
Very sadly speaking, many of our children today has also lost this heart of a child.
你看他们小小年纪，但是却是骄傲得不得了啊。
You look at them, they are so young, yet they display so much arrogance.
他们也好像大人一样要做大。
And they behave like adults, they want to be big.
他们也在争论，也在那边比较谁最大。
And they compete with one another, and they strive with one another, wanting to be the most important.
我曾经说过，有三个小孩在比较。
I once said before that there were three children competing with one another.
有个小孩说
，One said,
我爸爸的车子比你们爸爸的车子大。
That my father's car is bigger than the car of your father's.
那第二个孩子说
，The second child said,
他说是啊，但是我爸爸的房子比你爸爸的房子大。
Oh yeah, it may be true, but the house of my father is bigger than the houses of your two fathers.
那第三个他比输了。
And the third one, he find that he has lost out.
结果他怎么说呢
？What did he say?
他说是啊，但是我爸爸的肚子比你们爸爸的肚子大。
He say, notwithstanding all this, but the stomach of my father is bigger than the two stomachs of your fathers.
这是我们大人和现今社会教育的成果。
And this is actually the result of the education that they receive from adults as well as the society.
我们只是偏重教导他们要赢，不可以输。
And that we often inculcate in them that we should not lose out, but win the best for us in the world.
我们要他们成为强人，我们不要他们成为弱者。
We teach them to be strong. We tell them not to be weak.
我们忽略了。
And we have neglected this.
我们不晓得教导他们如何去以正确的态度来面对输和赢。
And we have failed to teach them the right attitude to face success or failure.
也许我们自己本身也没有办法好好的处理这个输和赢的问题啊。
And perhaps we ourselves do not know how to handle this important lesson of success or failure.
其实我们可以训练我们的孩子拥有赢的力量。
Actually, we can train our child to have the strength to win.
可是更重要的是要训练我们的儿子有输得起的力量。
But more important is to teach them to have the strength to face a losing battle.
要不然他们赢了的时候他们会不可一世，可是输的时候他们就不可收拾了。
Otherwise, when they win, they will feel very happy with themselves, but when they lose, they do not know what to do.
我们看到报纸上记载那一些小学生啊，他们竟然自杀了，因为他们考不到第一名。
And you look at the newspapers, there are even children in the primary school, they actually commit suicide because they could not get first in the class.
我们的孩子大概没有这么严重。
Perhaps we think that our children are not that stupid or serious.
可是他们输了，他们就在那边发烂了，在那边发脾气了，在那边呱呱叫了。
But when they lose out and they could not get what they want, often they throw their tantrums and say and make a lot of noise.
这是我们的失败，也是我们忽略的地方。
And this is really our failure and where we have failed to pay attention to.
因此我们产生许多的问题。
Therefore many problems surface.
可是如果你懂得找回这种童心的话，
But if we know how to be converted and have the heart of a child,
你会享受另外一种的平静和快乐的。
You will be able to experience a kind of tranquility and joy.
请看诗篇131篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 131.
我们读第一节到第三节。
Verse 1-3.
诗篇131篇第一到第三节。
Psalms 131, verse 1-3. Verse 1. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever.
将这种话的人是不是太过消极了一点呢？
The words spoken by this person, is he a very pessimistic person?
英雄不应该讲这样的话。
We may feel that such words should not come from a hero.
英雄总是能够去担负那不能够担负的重担，总能够是挑战那不能够挑战的。
Heroes will never say die, and they will undertake the greatest task, and they will face the most competing challenge.
怎么说重大和测不透的事我也不敢行呢，胆小鬼。
And here the author says that I will not involve myself in great matters, is really a coward.
但这个人真的是胆小鬼吗？
But is this person really a coward?
当全国的人都不敢出战的时候，
When the whole country dare not fight against the enemy,
因为敌人哥利亚是那么样的巨大。
Because the enemy at that time was Goliath, and he was such a great warrior.
被称为英雄的扫罗都不敢出战了。
And Saul, who was described a hero at that time, he dare not face him.
可是讲这一句话的人就是大卫。
But the words spoken by this man is actually David himself.
他却是这样靠着神的帮助出去挑战哥利亚。
He depended upon God to challenge Goliath.
你说他是胆小鬼吗？
Do you say that he is a coward?
大卫是一个英雄。
David was a hero.
可是在他的一生当中
，But in his entire life，
他终于领悟了一件事情。
He came to this realization.
他这样的告诉我们
，And he said to himself，
耶和华
，O Lord，
我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
My heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty.
重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行了。
Nor do I involve myself in great matters.
现在我的心平稳安静。
Now I have composed my soul.
好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。
Like a weaned child rests against his mother.
为什么他会有这种的回转呢
？Why is it that he was converted in this manner?
因为他从一个很痛苦的经验当中得到这个宝贵的教训。
It was through a very painful experience that he obtained this very precious teaching.
大卫做王以后
，After David became the king，
他也曾经心高气傲。
At one time, he was also arrogant.
他也要展现他的力量。
And he wanted to display his strength.
他下令去调查到底我拥有多少的军队。
And he asked the people to conduct a census to see how great was his army.
当时的元帅还有其他的祭司，他们都反对他。
The generals and the priests actually went against his idea.
我们应当把荣耀归给我们的神。
That we must learn to give glory to our king.
我们不应该去数点以色列民。
And we should not number our strength.
可是大卫硬硬下这个命令，要执行这个命令。
But David insisted on passing this order, and the order was sent out.
为什么他这么喜欢知道呢
？Why is it that he really want to know the number?
圣经上说，帝王的荣耀在乎名多。
Because there is a verse in the Bible which says that the glory of the king lies in the number of his people.
我是一个公司的老板。
I am the director of a company.
人家想象中，哇，你的大公司应该是有几百个工人哦。
Oh, so some people will say, oh, you are director of a big company, you must have a few hundred employees.
其实我这个公司只有三个伙计。
But there I have only three employees under me.
那这有什么荣耀呢
？Then what is so glorious about your position?
可是如果我的公司却是有三千个工人
，But if my company has 3,000 employees,
那至少就比你荣耀多了。
Then I will definitely have more glory than you.
大卫就是这样的心灵。
And that was the heart of David at that time.
所以他下令去数点他的军队。
And he passed instruction to number his army.
那我们知道，结果惹来真神的审判和管教。
And we know that in the end, he brought about the judgment and punishment of God.
经过这些事情以后
，and after these experiences，
大卫明白了
，David understood。
看起来他好像谦卑，但其实他心里却仍然有一种的骄傲。
Although he seems to be humble, yet in his heart there is still a kind of pride。
看起来他好像很不在乎这些名利地位。
It appears that he does not pay attention to this status and reputation.
但是在心里面，他多么希望人家能够荣耀他、称赞他。
But in his heart, he still desires people to praise him and to glorify him.
可是现在他明白了。
But now he understands.
他对神说
，He said to God,
耶和华
，O Lord,
我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大。
My heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty.
重大和测不透的事，我也不敢行了。
Nor do I involve myself in great matters.
我的心现在是平稳安静的。
And now my heart has been quieted down.
说起来很容易，但是做起来真的是不容易啊。
It's very easy to explain this, but it's really very difficult to practice it.
他形容好像断过奶的孩子。
And he says that it's like a weaned child.
为什么他用断过奶的孩子来形容他这一种转变的过程呢
？Why does he use the example of a weaned child to describe his conversion?
我们做妈妈的，我们就知道孩子要断奶那一个时刻啊，真的是很头痛的时刻。
If we have been mothers, we realize that it's very difficult. At the end point of a child taking milk,
这实在是让父母头痛，也让儿女伤心的。
And parents are always became sad or became they find troublesome at this stage.
因为他们习惯了。喝奶呢
？Because the child is so used to taking milk，
他拒绝吃任何的干粮
，and it will reject all kind of solid food。
而你却是希望他快点长大，他不能够一直吃奶的。
But the parents will often hope that the child will quickly grow and get out of this stage of taking the milk。
所以你必须要叫他断奶。
So you must train up the child to break this habit。
因此他会发脾气
，and therefore the child may lose his temper now。
他会哭
，he will cry，
甚至他会不吃。
And he will also deny food for himself.
宁愿饿，他也不愿意吃。
And he is willing to go hungry, but not willing to eat.
那做妈妈的心软呐、啊，那只好延长断奶的时间，再给他喝多一段日子吧。
So the mother sometimes may become soft and decided to let the child continue to take milk for another period of time.
但是还不是一样要他断奶的。
But there was still at the end of that period a need to break that habit.
又是要经过一个挣扎的过程。
There will be a period of struggle.
这实在是。 双方都痛苦。
So this brought about sorrows to both parties.
甚至小孩在这个时候会误解，会恨他的父母。
And even the young child at this stage may misunderstood the mother.
为什么不给我喝奶？为什么把我的奶瓶拿掉
？Why is it that you don't allow me to take milk? Why are you taking away my milk bottle?
我的妹妹小的时候是我看大的，因为我的父母都要出去工作。
My sister, when she was young, I took care of her because my parents went out to work.
那当妈妈说不要再给她喝奶的时候
，So when mother told me not to allow her to take milk anymore,
要给她吃煮吃粥吗？要给她吃粥。
And ask me to feed her with porridge.
可是她就是不要吃啊。
But she refused to take the porridge.
勉勉强跟她放进去哦，她都吐出来啊。
Even you manage to force the porridge into the mouth, she will spit it out.
那她又饿得呱呱叫啊。
But yet she will cry in hunger.
那结果我又只好冲奶给她喝了。
And in the end, I have to make some milk for her.
那我妈妈就告诉我。
Then my mother told me,
下次她要喝呢，你就在那个奶嘴上面哦，放那个吹风油。
Next time when she insisted on taking milk at the milk bottle where she's sucking, then you put some medicated oil.
那她饿的时候拿来拼吃，但是一吃到辣的时候放下来，又在那边呱呱叫。
And then what happened was that when she took up the milk bottle when she was hungry, and when she had a taste of the medicated oil, immediately she put it down, and then she was still crying.
可是她又想喝，又在拿来喝。
And then yet she still desired the milk bottle and took out the milk bottle.
然后又是很辣，又把呱呱叫。
Then it still pains her, and then she start to make noise again.
我自己看的都于心不忍啊。
So when I saw this, in my heart, I was also painful.
可是我也知道要让她快点长大。
But I realized the need for her to grow up quickly.
不能够让她一直这样只是喝奶的。
That she cannot continue to drink milk.
啊，可是当她断了奶以后。
But after she broke off from this habit,
她是可以吃干粮了。
She was able to take solid food.
那我们就发觉她很快长大了。
Then we realized that she can grow very fast.
那个时候她依在母亲的怀抱当中。
她依在。
啊，
她不在。
我现在不是讲我妹妹，我是讲那个断奶的孩子。
So the wean child now is able to rest in the bosom of the mother.
她不会再挣扎。
And the child will no longer struggle.
他不会再寻找喝奶了。
And the child will no longer seek for milk to drink.
在那个时候，他心里真的是很平静，也不会误会他的妈妈了。
So at that time, the soul, her heart will be at rest, and she will no longer misunderstood the mother.
这个妈妈也很开心了。
Then the mother will be happy.
这个孩子已经慢慢长大了。
Because this child is gradually growing up.
他不再依赖吃奶喝奶了。
He no longer rely upon milk to grow up.
可是那个过程啊，真的是痛苦的。
But that transforming is a very painful one.
大卫就是用这个经验
，and David used this experience
来比喻神也要我们在灵性上断奶。
That God also wants us spiritually speaking to break from this habit of taking milk.
我们喜欢世界上的奶
，we want the milk of the world.
我们喜欢名义、地位、财富
，and we wish to have riches, reputation, and status of the world.
可是神却是要我们的灵性长大。
But God wants us to grow spiritually,
让我们能够摆脱这一切。
That we can be separated from these things,
让我们能够喜欢神的干粮。
That we can truly like the solid food provided by God.
因为只有神的道才能够拯救我们的生命，保护我们的生命。
Because it's only through the word of God that our souls and our lives can be protected.
因此有时候神就管教我们。
Therefore, there will be times that God disciplines us,
要我们断奶。
Wanting us to break from this drinking milk habit.
那个过程实在是痛苦的。
That process will be a painful one.
可是人如果能够明白
，But if man is able to understand,
真的能够放下这一切的时候
，And they are able to give up all these worldly things,
那么他就长大了。
Then he will grow up.
他就会看重神的道。
He will esteem the word of God.
他的心灵会寻找另外一种的平安，另外一种的喜乐。
And his soul will start to look for a kind of joy and a kind of peace within him.
那就是大卫现在的捷径。
And this is the stage where David has described here.
因此他曾经这样说。
He himself had said,
他说任凭世人再去追求名利财富，留给他们的子孙吧。
That let the people of the world seek prosperity and material gains and let them leave it for their children.
至于我呢
？But as for me,
我醒来的时候能够看见神的面，我就心满意足了。
That when I wake up, I can see the face of God, I will be contented.
以色列啊
，O Israel,
你当仰望耶和华
，Hope in the Lord.
我们能不能够这样呢？找回这一种童心
？Can we be like what David has said here and to find back the hearts of a child？
这是重要的。
This is important to us。
我们请看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20。
箴言二十章十一节。
Proverbs chapter 20 verse 11。 It is by his deeds that elect distinguishes himself if his conduct is pure and right.
这里说孩童的动作是清洁是正直的。
Here says that a young child, his conduct is pure and right.
童心就是清洁的心，也是正直的心。
And to have the heart of a young child is to have a heart of purity and righteousness.
事实上，孩童的心就好像一张白纸一样，是清洁没有污点的。
And we know that the heart of a child is like a white piece of paper, and there is no blemish.
不管他是大官或者是小贩的儿子。
Whether he's the child of a magistrate or a hawker,
也不管他是好人或者是坏人的孩子。
And whether he's the child of a good or a bad man,
这些孩子都是一样天真无邪的。
All these children are born very innocent and without any guile.
也许他们的父母是心怀鬼胎的。
Perhaps their parents may be wicked and full of evil in their hearts.
可是这些孩子却是心地善良、光明正大的。
But these children, their hearts are very pure and they are righteous.
他们没有那种邪恶的念头。
They do not have evil thoughts in them.
你看，当一群孩子在那边玩，小孩子在玩耍的时候
，When we look at a group of children playing together,
他们会笑，他们也会哭。
They will laugh and they will cry.
他们会吵架，也会打架。
They will quarrel, they will fight.
不过他们争吵的事多数就是说谁先玩呢、啊、或者谁在玩臭啦、
啊。But if they were to quarrel, they over quarrel over the same things, and that is, who should play first or who actually cheated in the play.
可是争吵以后他们又若无其事的又继续在那边玩了。
But after the verbal quarrel, they will continue to play on physically.
他们的世界不会像我们这些成人世界。
And we find that the child's world is different from the world of adults.
成人世界里面有许多的勾心斗角，有许多害人的小动作。
And in a world where mature adults live together, there are many small and large wicked deeds performed by men.
哎，小孩的世界里面，他不会恨你一辈子的，他会生气，但是第二天他就忘记他到底生过你什么气了。
And in a world of children, the children will not hate one another for life.May they hit you today, but tomorrow they may have forgotten why they hit you.
今天爸爸打到他半条命，但是明天他早上起来还是叫爸爸的。
And today the father may whack the child, but tomorrow the child will wake up and say hello to the father.
等他摸到他的屁股那边怎么痛的，他才觉得哦，昨天爸爸打我了。
And when he touched his buttocks and realized the pain, then he remembered that the father has caned him yesterday.
他不会存心报复的，或者是设计谋来报复的。
But he will never harbor this hatred and have the intentions to take revenge against the father.
因为他们没有这种恶念。
Because they do not have these evil thoughts.
童心就好像湖水一样。
湖水。
那个湖水的水。
Children's heart are like the waters in a lake.
也许会因为一颗石头丢进去啊，而起了涟漪。
And perhaps a stone is cast on the water, and the ripples came about.
但是很快就消失了。
But these ripples will subside.
他们不会把它引起变成漩涡。
And that these ripples will not develop to become a wave.
那是成人世界里面才有的事情。
This only happened in the adult world.
他能够把一点小事变成个大事。
Because the adults will treat a small matter and blow it to become big.
一个小石头引起的涟漪竟然会变成一个大漩涡，把许多人都圈进里面去。
That a small stone is cast and a ripple just happened, but they drag everybody in and then there is a storm.
我看到一篇文章讲到一个不可思议的战争。
And I read an article about a war.That is beyond imagination.
是发生在印度的。
And it happened in India.
这一场战争里面死了好多的人。
And in this war, many people died.
可是这场战争追根究底，到底是怎么样引起的呢？
And when they tried to trace the cause of this war,
原来有两个好朋友的两个孩子在玩耍。
They found that it happened at a time when the children of two good friends are playing.
那有一个就抓到一个蚱蜢。
And one of them caught a grasshopper.
那两个小孩子就在那边争了。
And then they were fighting over the grasshopper.
然后两个妈妈就来争了。
Then the mothers came into the picture.
然后两个人的爸爸也来争了。
Then the fathers.
然后两个家族的人都发动战争了。
Then the relatives were got involved and they started to fight.
然后两个家族都去招兵买马。
And the relatives decided to get their own friends and soldiers.
竟然发动一场大战争。
And then, true enough, a battle was fought between the parties.
死伤了这么多人。
And many people were killed.
最后讲和了
，and in the end there was peace.
可是死的人已经死了
，and Although the peace came about, yet many people have already died.
但是发动原因的原因, 只是为了那只蚱蜢。
And you realize that the cause of the death is but the small grasshopper.
这是不是太过不可思议啊?
Is this something that we can never imagine can happen?
因此这场战争被称为是印度的蚱蜢战争。
And so this battle of this war has become the battle of the grasshopper in India.
真的是不可思议, 但却是一个这样的事实。
It's something that is beyond one's imagination, but it's really a fact in our lives.
我们不也是常常因为孩子的事情, 闹到兄弟不和, 闹到家庭不和。
And isn't it true that very often because of children, that among brothers, among family members, we quarrel and then we are not happy with one another.
有时候两个小孩在打架, 两个人已经很好, 坐在一边吃 ice cream 了, 那两个父母还在那边斗气。
And there are times that children fought, but after that, they calm down and they are eating ice cream today, but the mothers involved are still quarreling over it.
大人的世界真的是太复杂了。
The adult world is really a complicated one.
即使我们能够找回这种的童心呢?
So when can we find back this heart of a child?
当然我们会引起涟漪, 但是就让它平静吧。
Maybe there are reapers, let the reapers subside.
那何必又引变成漩涡, 搞到那么大的事情呢?
But why do we allow these reapers to develop into a storm and give so much problems to ourselves?
这就是所谓大人吗?
Is this the way of adults?
因此耶稣告诉我们,
Jesus told us,
我实在告诉你们,
Truly I say to you,
你们要回转, 变成小孩子的样式,
that unless you are converted and become like a child,
找回那一种单纯的童心吧。
That if we are able to find back this innocence of a house of a child's heart,
是那一种清洁的, 没有那一种的恶念, 没有那一种愤恨的,
one that is pure, one that is absence of any hatred or guile,
是正直的,
and a one that is righteous.
孩童的心是正直的心,
the heart of a child is righteous.
我喜欢看小孩子笑,
and I like to look at a child smile.
因为他们笑的时候啊, 是真的在笑。
Because when they smile or when they laugh, they truly smile and laugh.
笑得很开朗, 笑得很美的。
They smile so naturally and so beautifully.
他们绝对不会笑里藏刀的。
And that they will not smile with an evil intention behind their back.
大人在笑的时候, 你总要小心哦, 这是冷笑, 这是取笑, 还是猫哭猴子的笑。
When an adult smile at you or laugh at you, is he actually sneering you or is he actually criticizing you or does he have something behind his back?
你不需要担心这一些的, 小孩子的笑就是那么天真的。
We need not worry when a child laughs or smiles at us.
他们哭的时候也是真的在哭的。
And when they cry, they actually really, really cry.
没有那种虚伪做作的。
And it's not out of something they want to deceive us.
因为如果他假装哭, 你也是很快就看得出来, 这是假哭来的。
Because if a child were to try to pretend to cry, immediately you can see through his pretension.
天真就是天真在这里。
Because this is where they are so innocent.
你不用担心这是不是鳄鱼泪。
And that you need not worry about whether these are crocodile's tears.
所以孩童就是那么样的正直的。
And children are so righteous.
我们是不是还有这种正直的心呢?
Do we still have this heart of righteousness?
不过也许有人说传道, 你没有孩子, 你没有经验哦, 我们的孩子现在已经不是那么简单的喽。
You may say, oh, preacher, you do not have children. You don't realize how complicated our children are today.
是的, 传道者也这样说。
True enough, even the preacher in the Bible says this.
传道书第七章29节.
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12.
传道书第七章29节.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. Sorry, verse 29. Behold, I have found only this, that God made men upright, but they have sought out many devices.
传道者在观察人间还有没有正直的人。
And the preacher was looking for a righteous man amongst men.
男孩子就喜欢读28节, 女孩子就不喜欢, 男孩子喜欢27节, 女孩子不喜欢28节。
And man prefers or likes to read verse 27, but woman dislike verse 28.
因为他说, 1000男子当中, 我还找到一个正直人, 可是在众女子中, 我没有找到一个。
And if you read verse 27, he said that in 1,000 men, at least I can find one righteous man, but amongst women, I can find none.
虽然是1001个, 不过好过没有半个。
Although it's one in 1,000, it's also still a small percentage.
哎, 不要骂我, 不是我讲的, 要骂骂所罗门了。
Please do not scold me, but this verse is written by King Solomon.
不过这个是他的描写，他的意思是说已经找不到一个正直人了。
But this is just a description that he cannot even find a righteous person on earth.
但这并不是神的错。
But this is not because of God's fault.
神造的人原本是正直的。
God has made man upright.
事实上，我们看我们的孩子，他们就是那么样正直的。
And when we look at children when they were younger, they were actually upright.
可是当他们学讲话、学走路的时候
，But when they learn how to talk and learn how to walk,
他们好学不学，全部都学了大人心，而失去了他们原本的童心。
The good things they did not learn, but they learned the hearts of adults and lose the hearts of a child.
所以当我们看到他们渐渐长大的时候，我们很开心，但是却看到他们渐渐的不正直，也不纯正了。
As we watch them gradually grow up, we are very happy, but yet we can see that their heart has lost the innocence and the purity and the uprightness.
越大越糟糕。
The older they become, the worse they become.
所以传道者也摇头啊。
And even the preacher shook his head.
我所找到的只有一件。
There's only one thing I found.
神造人原是正直，但他们却寻出许多巧计来。
God make men upright, but they have sought out many devices.
今天的儿童真的是早熟了。
And we look at the children today, they have matured too early.
他们太快学会大人的心。而把他们原本可爱的童心都抛弃了。
And they have, at a premature stage, learned the things of adults, and they have lost the hearts of purity and innocence of children.
那我们这些做大人的，难道我们没有责任吗？
But isn't this partly because of we as parents today?
所以主耶稣要我们这些大人找回这些童心来。
Jesus wants us to find back this heart of a child.
好像大卫，他也找回他的童心。
Just as David, as an adult, he found back the heart of a child.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
诗篇五十一篇。
Psalms chapter 51.
我们读第九节到十二节。
Verse 9 to 12.
诗篇五十一篇第九到十二节。
Psalms 51, verse 9 to 12. Verse 9.Hide thy face from my sins, and block out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from thy presence, and do not take thy Holy Spirit from me. 12. Restore me to the joy of thy salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit.
他祷告求神赦免他一切的罪孽。
So he asked God to forgive all his sins.
可是单单这样祈求是不够的。
But it's not sufficient just to ask God in this manner.
一切的罪孽是怎么样开始的呢？
How did all these iniquities come about?
就是从不清洁的心跟不正直的心开始的。
It comes with a heart that is not clean and not righteous.
因此除了祈求神赦罪以外，
Apart from asking God to forgive his sins,
更重要的是求神帮助我们找回童心。
And more important is to ask God to help us to find back the heart of a child.
因为童心就是清洁的心，是正直的心。
Because when we have the heart of a child, then we have a clean and righteous heart.
我们已经失去了，
But we have lost these things.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
O God, create in me a clean heart.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And renew in me a heart or spirit of righteousness.
如果我们没有这样的觉悟和追求的话，
If we do not come to realization and strive after these things,
有一天神要收回他的灵的。
Then God one day will take away this spirit.
那就是我们要面对审判的时候了。
And that will be the day that we have to face judgment.
今天仍然是救恩的时期。
Today is the day of salvation.
我们仍然是活着的。
We are still alive.
因此我们还有机会。
We still have the opportunity.
但是把握这个机会来悔改，而不是把握这个机会继续去放纵。
And we must seize the opportunity to repent and not to indulge anymore in the desires.
这样我们的明天才是真正更好的。
Then tomorrow will truly be a better day.
如果我们仍然是继续那一种不清洁、不正直的心，
But if we continue a life that is defiled and that is unrighteous,
也许你说你的明天会更好。
You may say that tomorrow is a better day for you.
可是在神看起来却是一片黑暗。
But in the eyes of God, it's just a day of darkness.
所以我们要找回我们的童心。
Let's find back our hearts as a child.
好，那我讲第三点。
Third point.
童心是怎样的心呢？
What is the heart of a child?
请看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
31到34节。
Verse 31 to 34.
马太福音第六章31到34节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 34. Verse 31. Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For all these things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore do not be anxious for tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
这些是不是我们很熟悉的道理?
Aren't these teachings very familiar to us?
那我们是不是能够不为吃喝来忧虑?
But can we not be anxious over what we shall eat and drink?
谁能够真正不为吃和喝来忧虑呢?
Who can truly rid himself of the anxieties of eating and drinking?
小基督徒能够，大基督徒不能够。
The small Christians can, but not the big Christians.
你看我们那些儿童。
Look at our children today.
他们真的不为吃什么喝什么来忧虑的。
They are never anxious about what they eat and drink.
大概他们会好吃，会很紧张吃什么，但是他们却不会去忧虑明天有没有得吃。
They may be greedy and they want to eat something, but they never worry about what they shall eat tomorrow.
这些吃喝，这些衣食住行的问题啊，他们通通都交托给他们的父母的。
This eating, drinking, and putting clothes upon themselves, they just entrust all these things to their parents.
因此他们没有忧虑。
Therefore, they have no anxiety.
他们真的能够完全的交托跟信任他们的父母的。
And they can completely entrust all these things to their parents.
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
这种单纯信靠父母的童心啊， 就是我们要找回来的。
If we have this heart of a child to totally depend upon parents, this is the kind of heart that God wants us to be converted to.
大人基督徒,
especially we as adult Christians.
我们竟然对我们的天父不信任。
Actually, we don't trust our Heavenly Father enough.
我们只是在那边求吃的穿的。
We often ask for food and drink.
耶稣说,
but Jesus said,
这一些你们的天父是知道的。
That all these things your Heavenly Father knows that you need them.
你们应该相信他。
But you must believe in him.
不要好像那些不认识神的外邦人一样，只是在那边求吃什么穿什么。
That we should not behave like the Gentiles, that they are only anxious about what they shall eat and drink.
我们怎么还一直停留在这一种的阶段，而不能够突破呢？
Why is it that we are always at this stage and we cannot break through from this stage?
我们真的要找回这种单纯信靠天父的童心。
And let's find back this heart of a child where we are so simple and that we can trust God.
你不相信耶稣就是我们的天父，他会看顾我们吗？
Do you not believe that Jesus is your Heavenly Father and he cares for you?
你能够不为明天的遭遇忧虑吗？
Can you not care or be anxious about tomorrow?
小基督徒能够，大基督徒不能够。
The young Christians can, but not the big ones.
所以你看那些小孩子，他们怎么会担心明天会不会发生什么事情啊，在那边紧张睡不着，吃不下。
So you look at our children, they will never be anxious about tomorrow, and they will not become sleepless because of all these anxieties.
他想到明天要坐飞机去 holiday， 他不懂多么开心，他绝对不会想到会不会空中有恐怖分子啊，或者会不会爆飞机爆炸。
And when they are going for a holiday and they will take a plane tomorrow, they will be so anxious about taking the plane, but only the adults worry about an explosion, about the terrorists in the air.
他们不会为明天的遭遇来忧虑的。
Oh, they will not be worried about what will happen to them tomorrow.
他们只是快乐地活在今天。
They are so happily living today.
这就是主耶稣说的。
And this is what Jesus said.
不要为明天忧虑。
Do not be anxious for tomorrow.
明天自有明天的忧虑。
But tomorrow will care for itself.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
Each day has enough trouble for its own.
你只要活在今天。
Live for today.
明天还没有来到。
Tomorrow has not come.
你何必要把明天的忧虑拿来今天担当呢？
Why do you want to take the anxieties for tomorrow and bear it today?
事实上很多我们担心的事情其实没有发生的。
Actually, many things that we are worried about did not happen tomorrow.
可是我们却是白白在那边担心，白白在那边流眼泪。
But we are just worried about them and we cry over nothing.
那你想想看你所担心害怕的事情是不是通通都发生呢？
So imagine, if you were to recollect the things that you're anxious about, did all these bad things happen to you?
没有那么糟糕，对不对？
Isn't as bad as what you imagine it to be, right?
我们还没有达到那种悲惨的地步。
We have not reached a stage that we are very we are in a terrible state.
希伯来书的作者说，
The author of Hebrews said,
你们受苦，但是还没有达到流血的地步啊。
That you are in trouble, but you have not come to the point of shedding blood.
我们的主仍然是看顾我们的。
Because our master actually care over us.
你们要仰望耶稣基督。
Let's fix our eyes upon Jesus.
不要去忧虑。
And let's not worry.
有一个智慧人这样说，
There is a wise man who said this.
他说，昨天已经过去。
That yesterday has gone.
明天不一定是属于 我们的。
And tomorrow not necessarily belongs to me.
最近你看报纸，不是有一些人睡觉第二天就爬不起来了吗？
And recently in newspapers we read of some people who sleep but did not wake up tomorrow.
有一些人为了 keep fit 去跑步，竟然就这样跑下去，不会起来了。
And some went jogging and after that they were not able, after that they passed away.
你不要以为他们是老人家或者有心脏病的人，心脏病发作。
We must not imagine that these people are old people or they have heart problems.
他们都是很健康的。
They are actually healthy and normal people.
没有什么严重的病症的。
They have no serious ailments.
更没有那种的症状，那种什么症状，那种的叫什么叫什么症状哈？啊，对。
And there are no symptoms of any anything of any disease.
年纪轻轻就这样死了。
They are so young and yet they die.
真的，明天不一定是属于我的。
True.Tomorrow is not necessary.
只有今天真的是属于我的。
But today is the day that you truly have.
那我们就好好活在今天吧。
So let's live our today properly.
这样智慧的话，这个小孩子竟然这么明白。
And such important words, yet our young children knows this teaching.
所以他们绝对不会为明天来忧虑，也绝不会活在过去。
And they will not.Be worried about tomorrow. Neither do they live their life in the past.
虽然昨天被爸爸打到半条命，但是今天他还是嘻嘻哈哈在吃他的雪糕。
And that yesterday he may have been beaten by the father, but today he will be laughing all the way and eating his ice cream.
我们不是活在昨天，要不然我们就是活在明天。
But we are always living in yesterday's, or we are always anticipating tomorrow.
所以我们一直为了过去来遗憾，也一直为了明天来害怕。
And we are always regretting of the past.And worrying about the future.
那我们现在有许多美好的东西，但是我们竟然看不见，也不懂得珍惜。
But we have so many good things that happen to us today, we do not know how to cherish them.
等到我们觉得我们为什么这么笨的时候，已经来不及了。
And when we realize that we were stupid in the past, then it becomes too late.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，Jesus tells us，
找回这种的童心。
Let's be converted and have the heart of a child.
不要为明天来忧虑。
Let's not be anxious about tomorrow.
因为天父在看顾我们。
Because our heavenly Father.Looks after us.
生命在神的手中。
Life is in the hands of God.
把一切交托给神。
Let's entrust all things to Him.
明天自然有明天的忧虑的。
Because tomorrow will have its own anxieties.
可是明天还没有来到你哦，怎么现在要去忧虑呢？
But tomorrow has not come. Why do you want to worry about it today?
也许你所忧虑的根本都不会发生，那不是白怕吗？
And if you are anxious about the things tomorrow, you find that some of these things don't actually happen, then you are actually anxious for nothing.
一天的难处，一天当就够了。
And let us just take care of today.
我们能不能够这样的信任我们的天父？
Can we trust God in this manner?
小基督徒能够。
The young Christians can.
因为他们有这么单纯的童心。
Because they have this simplicity of heart.
你看小孩子饿到半条命回到家就是告诉妈妈我饿了。
And you look at a child, when they are so hungry, they return home and say, Mommy, I want to eat.
如果他受伤了，他回去妈妈，我流血了。
And if they were hurt, they say, Mommy, I'm bleeding.
如果他在外面被大哥哥欺负了，他就回来说，隔壁的大牛打我了。
And then if they are bullied outside, they will come back home and tell the parents that I have been bullied by my neighbor.
他什么都是告诉他的父母。
And everything they tell the parents.
从他的父母里面得到安慰，得到依靠。
And that's from the parents they receive comfort and help.
也许他的妈妈真的没有替他出头啊，不过他心里面就甘愿了。
And although the mother does not help him all the time, yet he is happy that he has told the mother.
所以他把他一切的伤害、一切的委屈都告诉他的妈妈，那他就心就平静下来了。
And everything that he suffered, that he's hurt, he will tell his mother that he will be comforted.
我们常常说，我们没有一个知心朋友。
We often say that we do not have a bosom friend.
我们常常说，我们有苦无处诉。
And that we have troubles, but no one to talk to.
不见话，心属下难哉。心事谁知道？谁能知道？
There is a Chinese saying or Hokkien saying that the thoughts of my feelings, who can understand?
你看着我在笑，我的心里面在滴血呢。
And then you look at me, I'm smiling outside, but I'm bleeding within.
不知道是真的还是假的。
And you do not know what is true about me.
但是天父就在那边等待我们。
But our Heavenly Father is always waiting for us.
可是我们却不愿意告诉他。
And we are not willing to tell him.
因为我们信不过他。
Because we cannot trust him.
你信得过的朋友却把你的事情当作是非，当作人情来卖。
Even you have friends that you trust, but actually some of these friends will betray you and talk about your things.
你不是受更大的伤害吗？
Then won't you find that you are more deeply hurt?
可是你告诉主耶稣，
But if you were to tell the Lord Jesus,
你跟神好好的交通，好好的祷告，
and you communicate with God properly, pray to Him earnestly.
神是听人祷告的神。
God is a God who hears our prayers.
忧伤痛悔的心灵，他不会轻看的。
That you will not despise the lowly in spirit and those who are repentant.
因为他说过的。
Because He Himself had said,
我不会撇下你为孤儿的。
That I will not leave you as orphans.
这句话是可信的。
These words are worthy of our trust.
因此保罗说，
Paul said,
纵使众人都离开我，
that although man may leave me,
可是神却是站在我的旁边的。
But God will always be standing by my side.
他会救我的。
He will save me.
不救我脱离这个患难。
He may not save me from this present tribulation.
但是他一定救我进入他的国的，那不是更好吗？
But he will deliver me into his heavenly kingdom, and that is much better.
除非你不想进天国，那当然就不好了。
Of course, if you do not wish to enter the kingdom of heaven, then it's no good.
我们要找回这种的童心。
So let's find back this heart of a child.
这么单纯的信靠我们的天父。
The heart that is simple enough to trust God.
保罗说的。
Paul said,
不要忧虑。
Let's not be anxious.
凡事借着祷告，将你所要的告诉神。
Everything by prayer and supplications, let it be known to God.
借着祈求，还有借着感谢。
That as we pray to God, we ask and we also thank God.
你求了，但是你会感谢吗？
After you ask, do you thank God?
你说还没有得到，我怎么感谢呢？
You may say that I have not received these things. How can I thank God?
我要得到了，我才感谢啊。
Only when I receive these things from God, then I thank God.
那你发现到了，这就是为什么你不能够快乐，而保罗却是那么样的快乐，没有忧虑的原因吗？
Then you will realize that this is the very reason why you cannot be happy, but it's also the opposite of Paul that he can derive happiness.
为什么同样的祷告，但是他却能够这么的安心？我们同样的祷告，但是为什么还是不安心？
It is the same prayer, yet Paul is able to be comforted. Yet we pray in this manner, but we are not comforted.
因为他纵使没有得到，
Even if he do not receive what he prayed for,
他仍然一样的感谢。
He is always thanking God.
他相信神有更美好的旨意。
He believes that God has a more beautiful will for him.
他会顺服神的安排。
And he will submit to the arrangement of God.
因此是生也好，是死也好，都无所谓。
So whether is it in life or in death, it doesn't really matter.
生他也感谢，死他也更感谢。
In life he thank God, in death he thank God even more.
你不要误会说他喜欢死哦。
Please not be mistaken that he wish to die.
他只是不怕死，也不必去忧虑死亡。
It's just that he is not afraid to die, neither
不忧虑这个死亡。
And he's not anxious about the day of his death.
因为他真的能够把生命一切看破，也交托给神了。
Because he has seen through life and is able to entrust his life to God.
就像这个小孩子一样。
It's just like children.
他就这么单纯的信靠他的父母。
They are so simple and they trust their parents.
其实灾难发生了。
Actually, when something bad happened to them,
可是爸爸妈妈抱住他的孩子，告诉他们不要怕。
And when the parents hold them up and embrace them and tell them not to be afraid,
他们就是真的不怕了。
And true enough, they were not afraid.
因为他们有父母依靠啊。
Because they have the parents to depend on.
我们要找回这种的童心。
We must find back this heart of a child.
世界真的是有苦难的。
Yes, in this world there are sorrows.
什么时候来到你也不知道。
We do not know when they will afflict us.
我们真的不知道明日会遭遇什么事。
We also will not know what will happen to us tomorrow.
但是你不是知道谁在掌管明天吗？
But don't you know who holds tomorrow?
问题是你有没有找回这种的童心。
The problem lies in whether have you found back this heart of a child.
童心就是那么单纯依靠父母的心。
A heart's child is so simple to trust his parents.
难怪主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tell us,
我实在地告诉你们。
Truly, truly I say to you,
你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式。
If you are not converted and become like children,
断不能够进入天国。
Then you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
童心是重要的。
It's important to have the heart of a child.
让我们早日找回这个童心吧。
Let's quickly find back this heart.